Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Malalogical Podcast. I am joined by Miss Spinney. Hello, Miss Spinney.
Hello, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, this special edition is all about the Olympics. As you may have heard in the news recently, it was recently marked the day of 100 days to the 2024 Olympics being hosted in Paris this summer. And we are very excited indeed. And actually, on Monday, we had a special event to mark the occasion. So, Miss Spinney, could you tell us a bit more about what Monday entailed at Malalogical?
So we started the day with an assembly about the Olympic Games. We talked about the fact in 1896 it was the birthplace, and actually all competitors were male, which was a bit of a shock to some of our children. And we obviously said now about 50% of the athletes are female, so look how far we've come. And we invited in a special guest, an athlete called Ryan Ragu, and he ran the most fantastic assembly. So not only is he a world champion, his journey is also absolutely incredible. So he was told when he was born that he was never going to walk, and his family and himself said, well, that's not going to happen. His mindset, and it was all about how he got through his journey. He was told at school he wasn't going to play sport with everybody else. There was no inclusivity. And it wasn't until university that he actually met a coach that encouraged him and took him on his athletic journey. So he spoke to the children about what it takes to be an athlete, you know, the nutrition, the sleep, the amount of time you need to put into training. But what he also said was none of this could have been achieved if he thought about things in a negative way. It was always positivity. It was always looking forwards. And his message to the children really was, you know, you can achieve anything that you believe in. And I think that was so inspiring for all of our children.
Yeah, it absolutely was. It was really, really inspiring to see, to hear his story about how far he came. He got a national record. He was a double world champion, I believe.
Yeah.
Really, really inspirational. And we are going to hear from him shortly. Our sports captains interviewed him, which was really, really good to hear. But for now, I think we're going to play you some of the clips that the children recorded about the lessons they learnt from Ryan Ragu.
You learn more from failure than you learn from success.
It does not matter if you win or lose, it only matters if you tried your hardest.
If you persevere and don't give up, then you can achieve great things.
It doesn't matter how much other people believe in you. If you believe in yourself, you'll be fine.
I learned that if you don't succeed, just keep trying again, and it'll work out.
I learned from being an athlete that you need the right food, you need to get loads of sleep, and if you want to become a really good athlete, maybe get depth to training before and stay later to get to do extra drills.
I learned that even if at school, if your friends or teachers say that you can't do something, just believe in you, that you can do it. So if anyone says anything that you can't believe, just believe in yourself and say that you can do it.
Wishes can come true, even though it seems like they're not, with everyone saying no, it can't, everyone, but then if you believe in yourself and you do it, it will come true.
Absolutely amazing to get just a flavour of the lessons that the children at Malalogical learnt from Ryan Ragu in their sessions on Monday. He took a wonderful assembly and then had some sessions with the junior children during some PE time on Monday as well. So a huge thanks to him. Later, he sat down to be interviewed by our sports captains. So I'll now hand you over to Mr. Hill.
In anticipation of the Olympics this summer in Paris, we also have a special guest, Ryan Ragu. Ryan, hi, welcome. Please tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks, guys. So my name is Ryan Ragu. I'm an ex-international athlete, competed in the sprints and the long jump. And I also run a charity / business called Enabled Not Disabled that's aimed at helping people with disabilities all around the world. But I'm sure we'll get into that a bit later.
Brilliant, thank you. So we're going to run through some questions. And the first question comes from Anand.
So what made you want to get into athletics and why did you choose long jump?
So my journey in sport is a bit non-conventional compared to most people. I didn't do a lot of sport growing up, and because of my disability, I wasn't allowed to do sport in school. So the reason why I wanted to get into athletics was to challenge myself physically and also to prove people wrong. So I told you guys in the assembly this morning, but growing up, I was told I'd never walk. So I thought, what would be the craziest thing I could do? And running the 100 metres was probably pretty far out there. You asked me about why did I choose the long jump? Well, I was very good at running fast, and we were looking at what event could I possibly win a gold medal in, and the long jump combined me running really fast with being very strong.
Thank you. What was your greatest achievement?
In sport or in life?
Sport.
In sports, I'll let you decide. I'll give you two and you can decide. So I was very lucky to win two world titles and in my career as a twice world champion, but I also broke the national record and still hold the national record in the long jump to this day. So which one do you think is better, being the national record holder or being a twice world champion?
Both of them are really amazing. I'd probably say still holding the national title.
Still holding the national record. Okay, we'll go with that one.
Thank you. Were there any moments when you wanted to give up in sport?
I wouldn't say there were any moments I wanted to give up, because my personal character, my life story means that I've often had to overcome a lot of challenges anyway. However, I will say this, training isn't always pretty, right? Now, I can still remember now, even though it was nearly 10 years ago, there is a session, and every time we did that session, I throw up. Without fail. So there are times when you're on the floor and you're gasping for oxygen, or you're dying for some water, or your muscles are cramping, and you do sometimes think, why am I doing this? Right? Imagine if you had to get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday to go and drive 3 hours to training just to run up some hills. It's not always as glamorous as it looks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is something that most people don't know about you as an athlete?
Well, it's something that most people don't know about me as an athlete.
Yeah.
In my training group, I was the only athlete with a disability. So I trained with a group of athletes that were all able-bodied. And I think that is one of the reasons why I was so successful, because I was always trying to push myself to be as good as the people around me.
Thank you. Who was your role model and had they influenced on you?
My role models in life and in sport have come from outside of sport. And there's a reason for that, which I think is important to talk about. When I was growing up, Paralympic sport wasn't very well advertised. It wasn't on the television. It wasn't a big thing. So I didn't know anything about Paralympic sport. So my role models came from closer to home. And I'd say that I have two. One is my great-grandmother, who's no longer with us, and one is my grandmother, who's still here. And the reason why is when the doctors told my family that I'd never walk and all of the challenges I was going to have because of my disability, they never once believed it. And they used to spend hours a day working with me, trying to teach me how to move my legs, how to move my arms, and how to do the things. So what they did, which is important for every young person, is they instilled a sense of self-confidence and a self-belief that if you worked hard at something, you can get better. And that's a message that I think is very important.
If you could say something to younger self, what would it be?
If I could say something to my younger self, what would it be? Slow down. So when I was younger, even now, I had a habit of taking on a lot of different projects. So when I was competing, I was starting a charity/business that I was trying to run alongside my sport. I was also doing a degree at the same time where I was studying. I was then traveling the world and doing lots of things. And today I've probably got 5 projects on the go at the same time that all require energy and attention and stuff. So advice to myself when I was younger, and maybe something I need to listen to now, is slow down. You don't have to do everything today. There's always tomorrow. And the other thing is, you've got to prioritize your time. There's only a limited amount of time in the day. You can't do everything.
Thank you. Now you've achieved your dream, where do you see yourself going next?
So my vision with Enabled Not Disabled is that one day there'll be a world where people with disabilities are given equal opportunities. And When I say equal opportunities, I mean in education, where people with disabilities can go to mainstream schools. They don't have to go to specialist schools, because schools will be set up for that. They'll mean that teachers have got a better understanding of how to manage and treat people with physical disabilities and learned disabilities. Now, there's a lot of work that needs to happen in order to achieve that vision. And it means that young people like you need to have an understanding of people like me. So when someone like me comes to your school, you don't bully them, you treat them normally. My vision is that Paralympic sport is open to everybody. At the moment, it's generally for people that have got a lot of money or come from a certain background. I was an athlete that didn't come from that background and didn't have a lot of money, and it was very difficult. So I want to make it easier for other people to come into the sport. And lastly, I don't want disability to be seen as a negative thing. At the moment, when people hear about disability, they start to think about the limitations that people have on them. They start to think about maybe what they can't do or the things that they find difficult. And my big dream is one day we can look past someone's disability and maybe not focus on their difficulties, but focus on the things that they're good at.
Yeah. Thank you. What's the best piece of advice you were given by your coaches?
The best piece of advice I was given by my coaches. I can't say one of them because that's a bad word in it, so I'll say the other one. The best piece of advice was overanalysis leads to performance paralysis. Now, what that means is if you overthink what you're doing, if you overanalyze what you're doing too much, you won't be able to do it to the best of your ability, right? And what that means is you've got to be able to focus on what you're doing, but you've also got to switch off. You can't be like stuck in sport the whole time, right? The other thing was just run fast.
Thank you for joining us today. We loved your coaching session and we'll use our tips on sports day.
Best thank you luck. Very much. Good luck for sports day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there you have it. Hopefully that gives you a sense of why we keep calling him so inspirational. It was an absolute pleasure to have Ryan Rego in school on Monday. He really gave us some valuable lessons and the children absolutely loved their time with him. And they are indeed looking forward to Sports Day and the school summer fete, which I know have plans to have some Olympic themes involved in them. So watch this space. Thanks very much for joining us and join us again soon for another edition of the Manor Lodge School podcast. So what have you done for me?